The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, Text Number 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 24th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
All these are considered the qualified Brahman. The mixing element, which is known as time, is counted as the 25th element.
Itabhaneva sankhata brahmana sagunasaha sannivesha mayaprukta jah kala panchaviksanka. So, sankhata Sankhapayati, iti sankha. This is sankha vision. To know analytical study of the whole cosmic manifestation. That is called sankha vision. It is physical. And the kala is maya media. And then the soul and the super soul. So, if we understand thoroughly this analytical study of the whole thing, then we know Sankhya-vilaya. Sankhya. Sankhya means numerically, count. So, 24 elements we have discussed yesterday. The five gross elements and the five sense objects and five knowledge gathering senses and five working senses, 20, and four internal senses, 24, and then again all under the control of time, the fifth, the 25th. And above this, there is the soul and super soul, that is spiritual. These are all material. Analytical study of the material composition of this cosmic manifestation. This is called Sankhya-vilaya. So, here there is one word, Brahmana Sagunas. These 24 or 25 material elements is covering the Brahma, and therefore he is called Saguna. There are two words generally used, Saguna and Nirguna. Saguna means material, and Nirguna means spiritual. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is advised to come to the platform of Nirguna. Traigunna Vishayaveda Nistraigunna Bhavarji. That is the aim of life. We are also Brahma. We are part and parcel of Brahma, Supreme Brahma. Therefore, we are also Brahma. Brahma realization is not a very difficult thing, provided we want to realize. And how we want? You take instruction from the Bhagavad Gita, and if you accept it, then immediately your Brahma realization is there. Krishna says that these jivas, they are my part and parcel. So, if Krishna is Brahma, Parabrahma, then we are Brahma. If we accept this, we have to accept, because that is the constitutional position. We are part and parcel of Krishna. So we are part and parcel of Krishna, therefore it is our constitutional position to live with Krishna. That is the part and parcel of my body, this finger. Finger is the part and parcel of my body, it must live with the body. Then it is active. And if you cut the finger and throw on the ground, you may call it his finger, but it is useless. Unless it is in contact with the body, acting with the body, then it is valuable. Take any example. Any machine, the screw in the machine, a very insignificant part. But so long it is attached with the whole machine, it has got value. If one screw is lost, if you have to purchase from the market, you'll have to pay some value. But the same screw, if it is not attached to the machine, it has no value. Similarly, we are very insignificant spiritual spark. We are by quality the same, because we are spirit, eternal. Nahannati harnamane sarire najayate nama namyate iva kadachit. So we also do not die, we do not take birth. And Krishna is also ajopisan abhyatma bhutanam isharopisan. He is also ajo, we are also ajo. But he is bhutanam ishara. Bhutanam, all the living entities, he is the supreme. Nitya nityanam. Nitya nityanam. He is the chief leader. We require a leader. Any field of activities, we require a leader. Suppose for getting independence, we have to follow one leader, Mahatma Gandhi. Therefore, for guidance, we require a leader, and the supreme leader is Krishna. So if we follow Krishna, the supreme leader, then our life is successful. And if we do not follow, therefore Krishna says, you rascal, you fool, mura, you just follow me. Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam śaraṇam. This is the whole story of spiritual life. Krishna is the supreme leader. He is also a living being. He is also a person like you and me. But he is Saraisajya Purna. Therefore he is called Bhagavan. We cannot be called Bhagavan because our power is very limited, not Purna. Therefore, we become saguna. Krishna does not become saguna. The Mayavad theory that God, when he incarnates, he becomes saguna, that is wrong theory. Here it is said that brahmana sagunasya. Sagunasya brahmana, these 25 elements cover. That means the living entity who has come in this material world. But Kapildev or Krishna, Bhagavan, he is not saguna, he is always nirguna. Nirguna guna bhakti cha, the Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita. Although he is nirguna, but he is the controller of the guna. Krishna is not controlled. Mama maya gunamai, Krishna says. Devihi esa gunamai mama maya. Mama maya. This maya, this energy is my energy. So energy is controlled by the energetic. Suppose if you have got some energy, you can control it. Suppose if you have got very good energy to kill anyone, to hurt anyone, to beat anyone. Good stay. But that strength is not beyond you. The strength is under your control. When you like, you can use it. When you do not like, you cannot use it. You do not use it. Therefore, this maya, this material world, saguna, that is also Krishna's energy. Devidhisa gunamahi momo maya. Krishna is not maya's, but maya is Krishna's. We have to understand that way. Not that Krishna becomes enveloped or overpowered by maya. That is wrong theory. The Mayavadi theory is that way. That I am Krishna, I am God, now I am overpowered by maya, and as soon as I become free from maya, again I become Krishna. But the question is, if you are Krishna, if you are God, then why you become under the control of maya? What kind of God you are? Just like in the English constitution it is said that the king can do no wrong. So you cannot bring king under any law. Others will come. Either even if he is minister, he'll come under the law. But the king cannot come under the law. This is the English constitution. Similarly, God cannot be under maya. Others, everyone under the prakitakrivanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara bimuratma karta ham iti mannate. Everyone is under the control of maya. Nobody is free. But there are two maya, yoga maya and mahamaya. Mahamaya, this material world, and yoga maya, the spiritual world. If you agree to be under the yoga maya, then you are happy. It's like there are two kinds of laws, civil laws and criminal laws. You have to remain under one of these laws. But if you leave under criminal law, then you go to the jail. And if you leave under civil law, then you are free. But in either condition, you cannot say that I am free of law. That is foolishness. That is foolishness. The atheist class of men, they say that we do not believe in God. That is craziness. You may believe God or may not believe, but you are under the stringent laws of God. That you cannot say, that I am free. No. Janma-mitya-jara-vyadi-dukkha-dosa-anu-darsana. You may be very big scientist, very big man, very big prime minister, whatever you may be. You are under the control of these criminal laws. Janma, birth, mrityu, death, old age and disease. Then how you are independent? Where is your independence? How we can say that you are free? You don't require to obey the laws or dharma. Dharma means the laws of God. This is the simple definition of dharma. Dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranit. So, when we defy the religious principles, religious principle means that dharma, not your created dharma. You cannot create law at home. It is given already. What is that? Sarvadharman parityajyamami kangam. This is dharma. All other dharmas, so-called dharmas, they are all cheating. Therefore Bhagavad says, dharma projita koitavatra. All cheating type of religious system is kicked out, rejected. Actually, it is not required. It is simply bogus. Real dharma is here. To abide by the laws of God. That is real dharma. That if you have no conception of God, if you have no knowledge what is the laws of God, then you are adharmic. You are simply transgressing the laws of dharma. To transgress the laws of dharma, you are sinful, you are punishable. That is going on. Material life means that. Material life means defying the laws of God, denying the existence of God, and one wants to become himself God. These are the material activities. So we may do so, we may defy, but the laws will act. Laws will act. So the Saguna Brahma means the living entities. Saguna Brahma does not mean the God, Krishna, Bhagavan. Because even if you become servant of God, just like there are so many nice examples that if an ordinary man beats another man, slap, he immediately becomes criminal. Law is there, he cannot do that. But the police man gives you a slap, it is not criminal. If you kill somebody, then you become criminal. But when a soldier kills hundreds of men, he is not criminal. The process is the same, but because one is acting on behalf of the supreme lawgiver, he is immune. So, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogi naja sevate sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Anyone who is engaged in the service of the Lord, he becomes immediately nirguna. Sagunan samatitta itan, plural number. Itan guna, the sataraja tamaguna. Samatitta, sammagrupena atitta. So if a devotee becomes nirguna immediately, as soon as he is engaged in devotional service of the Lord, how the Supreme Lord can become saguna? Just try to understand. Use your logic. If one becomes a devotee of the nirguna, he becomes nirguna. So why the nirguna God can be saguna? This Mayavadi theory is not very logical, that when God comes, he is saguna, he accepts this material body. No, that is not possible. Why he should accept material body? He is all powerful. He can. He cannot be affected by the material laws. A man is suffering from some disease, infected. That does not mean when the physician comes to treat him, he is also infected. He knows how to protect himself, disinfected. So saguna, this word, the Mayavadi theory is saguna worship and nirguna worship. Saguna worship means when you worship a deity in form, that is called saguna worship. And when you meditate upon impersonal, that is nirguna, that is their theory. But meditation is not possible unless there is form. without form meditation means, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, klesa udigatarasti sam abhaktya saptachita sam. One who is trying to meditate upon the impersonal Brahma, a klesa, it is very troublesome, because we are not accustomed to concentrate our mind, meditate upon anything which is impersonal. That is not possible. We simply try to do that under labor, under trouble. Klesa adhikatarasti sam abhaktya saptasirta sam. Whereas devotee, he immediately sees Krishna in the temple. Here is Krishna. Here is Radharani. Achya vigraha. Krishna has appeared to be visible. We cannot see Krishna or God by this material eyes. But as we can be seen, as we can appreciate, as we can touch, Krishna has accepted the form to be touched by us, to be seen by us, to be served by us. This is called Achya vigraha. It is not idol worship. The Mayavadi says it is imagination. No, not it is imagination. Achya vigraha, vigraha. Krishna is vigraha, Sachidananda vigraha. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha, his form. So, we should always remember, when we speak of Saguna, Saguna means Saguna Brahma. Saguna Brahma means we, the living entities, not Krishna or Bhagavan. He is not Saguna. He is always Nirguna. Esat, etat, isasya, isanam. This is the supremacy of the Supreme Person, that although he comes within this material world, incarnates as incarnation, he is not affected by the material qualities. That is Ishanam. Otherwise, how is Ishvara? Ishvara means controller. If, when he comes in the material world, if he becomes controlled by the material nature, then how is controller? He is not controller. Then he becomes controlled. We are controlled. Krishna is never controller. Control. He is always the controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara means controller. So he is the supreme controller. He is the controller of these energies also, Maya. So how he can be under Maya? This is mistaken theory. Krishna is always supreme. Adhokshaja. Krishna's another name is Adhokshaja. Sabhi pumsang parvo dharma jato bhakti adhokshaji. Ahoitakiya pratihata jina atma sam prasidati. Adhokshaja means beyond, abhanga manasa gochara, beyond the reach of our thinking, speculation. So, Krishna is always nirguna, in any condition, any circumstances. Taki, those who are mudas, abhajananti manga mudha manasa intanumas. But because Krishna, incarnation comes, tadātmānam sijāmmaham, he comes, we think, because we are foolish person, mūrā, we think that Krishna is also one of us. That is not that. Saguna Brahma, Nirguna Brahma, we should distinguish. The Krishna is always Nirguna Brahma, but we are Saguna Brahma, we are Brahma. But because we are not Parabrahma, Supreme Brahma, we are subjected, we are prone to be covered by these material qualities. Therefore our business is again to recover ourselves from these 25 elements, material elements. And that is only possible as it is prescribed by Krishna Sagunana samatittaitan brahma bhugaya kalpati. What is that? Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogena jasirati. You just engage yourself in bhakti yoga process. Manchabhya vicharini. Without any mixture. Without any deviation. And how it can be deviation? Anna vilasita sunnam. Without any material desire, without any motive. Jnana karma dhanabhritam, not mixed up with fruitive activities or speculative knowledge. Pure, simple. You cannot bring Krishna under your speculative knowledge. Abhaga manasa gocha, because he is beyond the scope of the activities of the mind. Adhokshaja. Therefore, don't try to bring Krishna within your speculative knowledge. Speculative knowledge, how can you go? That is Dr. Frog. The Frog, Dr. Frog cannot. Frog is in the well, 3 feet well. How you can imagine about the Atlantic Ocean? It is not possible. Avanga manasa gocha. So don't try to speculate upon God. You'll never find God. If you want to go by the speculative knowledge, trying to find out what is God, just like the Theosophists and many other societies, they do that, speculating. You cannot reach God by speculation. That is not, because your senses are limited. How you can reach God, the unlimited, by speculative knowledge? That is not possible. Tathāpi te deva padām bhujat dayam prasāda leśāna grhita eva hi jānāti tattam. Nacānna ekopi chiraṁ vichinna. For millions and millions of years, if you simply speculate, you cannot reach what is God. It is not possible. But Kapita deva padambujadam prasada lesanagrihita. One who has received a little mercy, causeless mercy, my Lord, he can understand. Little mercy. So how the little mercy can be obtained? That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyama Mahuryanati Javan Jaschami Tattva. He can get mercy of the Supreme Lord simply by devotion and service. Bhaktya, he doesn't say by knowledge, jnanena or karmena, he never says, or yogena. No. These are not the process to understand the absolute truth. You can make little advance, but it is avanga manasa gocha. What advance you can make with your limited senses. It is not possible. He is beyond the scope.